There are very few forces that have had as great an impact on learning as technology. Enhanced mobility, borderless connectivity, and powerful collaboration tools have really forever changed the way educators, students, and staff interact as well as share information. And while the benefits of technology are difficult to ignore, so are the obstacles to an affordable, manageable deployment. Today, as more and more educators realize the overwhelming value of technology in the classroom, the biggest challenge remains implementing these resources seamlessly, securely, and cost-effectively. Hello again, everyone. James Hilliard with you. And on this podcast, pleased to have Mike Belcher, HP America's education strategist supporting GovConnection, on board with us here today. 15 plus years, Mike has helped design, build, and deliver education solutions that really help schools improve student outcomes. And today, here to talk about how to successfully deploy digital learning solutions to help improve the student learning experience. Mike, really appreciate you joining us here today. Let's start with the big why question. Why are schools, K through 12 especially, so interested in getting tech into the kids' hands?
You know what, James, it's a really great question. And thanks again for having me here. There's a couple of market drivers that are really pushing schools towards technology right now. One of the core components to really remember is college and career readiness. And you're going to hear that all over the market right now. You've probably heard of some terminology of Common Core standards, Common Core assessment. What they're ultimately really driving to is, how do we better prepare our students for college and careers? And so there's these key drivers that are making that happen. These new college and career ready standards, which every student will need to be able to perform to, actually have technology embedded inside of the standard. So for example, in language arts standards, students may need to leverage technology to write a report or to do a presentation and then be able to present using the actual technology. And so without access to that technology, the students can't actually perform to those standards. So there's some big drivers there. The assessments is kind of an offshoot of those new standards. So they have to remeasure how students are performing to these new standards. And almost all of these new assessments will be digital in focus, meaning you no longer have those Scantron bubble sheet sort of answers that we all did in college or in school. Now those are all digital and they are being delivered online, which means students have to have access to technology, not just for the assessment, but also so that they can perform to those standards.
Really hits home with me. I've got three grade school age children, and my oldest in fifth grade. Absolutely, the idea of the working more in groups, using technology, not just in the computer lab, which they've had, but the technology actually in their hands on a daily basis as their go-to, you know, resource. I'm absolutely seeing it that there. I'm in a fortunate school district in an area, and we're fortunate to have these technologies in there. There are some challenges, though, about, one, not only delivering the technology, but delivering it successfully. This is a change in the way that the learning is being delivered. Teachers have to adjust. Students have to adjust. Parents like myself have to. What are some of the challenges you're hearing about delivering a successful digital learning program?
Part of the challenge of going to a whole new digital set of curriculum is, you're exactly right, it changes the instructional practice and how teachers actually deliver and interact with students. And it gives students access to be learning 24/7, right? You've got access to this device. You've got access to all these great learning resources, hopefully, that are available to you 24/7. Now students have the ability to really learn at any time, any place. One of the major challenges that we see right now, particularly with this drive towards getting these devices in the hands of students for assessment, which in case anyone doesn't realize, most of these new assessments will start to be delivered in March and April of 2015. So not very far away, 6-7 months away, they'll actually have to deliver those assessments. Our big fear is that they're going to buy devices just for the assessment without realizing how important it really is to know and understand how you're going to change the instruction. So we really have this core focus on, how do we help schools come up with the right sort of vision for what student learning looks like. And one of the things that I typically like to do when I go in and talk to a state superintendent, a district superintendent, a director of curriculum instruction, is ask them some very simple questions like, what is your vision for student learning look like? And if they can't give you a very crisp, clear answer of how they envision these devices being utilized by students, how they visualize the actual instruction changing from the teachers, you probably have a great understanding that maybe that superintendent or maybe that district isn't quite prepared to go change instruction the way that they're going to need to. And they might be buying technology for technology's sake. And that really is our biggest fear, is we want to ensure that whatever technologies do get deployed actually get them to the outcomes that they're looking for. And that are, what are those measurable outcomes? Is it improving graduation rates? Is it improving test scores? Is it having more students ready to go successfully into college? Being better prepared to go into certificate programs so that they can get a good job, maybe with just a junior college sort of certificate. So our goal is to help them in that process of really understanding what are some of those key components, and vision is a definite large component that's incredibly important.
I'm going to draw a parallel to a lot of the enterprise conversations I have, and I've heard all too often, you know, I'll take us back 5-6 years ago, some collaboration tools come out, bunch of companies rush in, they buy the collaboration tools. Doesn't quite work out. They didn't have a plan. They went after that shiny object, and all of a sudden that is now dustware, collecting dust in a closet somewhere. It's not being used, what have you. You're saying, and what I'm hearing is, we don't want that to happen with this technology. We want it out there with the students, but in the right way so that they do use it. It doesn't become dustware. So talk to me for a moment here about how HP, through GovConnection, is overcoming some of these challenges.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on too, James. So if we think about this, right, they might be buying the technology because they know they have to deliver on the assessment. My next question then is, so what are you going to do with those devices with your students the other 120 or 150 days of the year that you're not doing assessments? And shouldn't you get the maximum value out of the use of that technology? So that's exactly where we come in. And we've developed this whole new slew set of solutions that are called HP's education solutions, or services for schools. And it's really about, how do we draw out what that value prop is for that particular school or that particular school district. And we have this vision in our education strategy that's really is very simple. It's access plus learning equals outcomes. And if we kind of simplify what that means, the access component is the technology, the infrastructure, the support of all those devices, a lot of the things that GovC folks really help with, right, in delivering a lot of those components and those services. The learning then is how we change the instruction. What does the curriculum look like? What is the professional development going to be needed so that teachers know how to effectively utilize that technology, all with the alignment to those measurable outcomes that schools are looking for? And so we really see professional development and consulting services as that key sort of driver. And it's the glue that makes these solutions effective. If you think about throwing a device in the hands of a fourth grader, is it really going to change their experience or their instructional practice unless the teachers know how to effectively integrate that so that that lights that student's imagination and curiosity to want to learn? And so that's what these services are really all about. Hey, James, thought it might be valuable for the team to kind of give an example of where we were able to take one of these great providers of these services. And it's a company that we're very familiar with called KNS, or Knowledge Network Solutions. We brought them into an opportunity with a small school district that was going to do a one-to-one computing program with Apple. And we came in, had a great discussion with their leadership. KNS kind of helped them with the vision, what they could deliver, and we wrapped this whole solution all together for that particular district. By the time we were done, they realized that this would save them about $400 per student with a much better and much more effective solution than what Apple was providing, and they went with us. So these are the kinds of folks that we bring to the table. KNS is a really great partner. They've got lots of great resources to help our GovC partners, as well as have part numbers available through HP that we can help with. We think there's some great value in bringing these folks into these discussions where you may not be prepared to have that instructional conversation. KNS can do that for you.
Hey, Mike, thank you, sir. Great place for us to wrap things up. And folks, want to give you some follow-up information. If you want to learn more about the products and services from HP that can help ensure your organization is ready to build and deliver educational solutions that really help schools improve student outcomes, turn to GovConnection, a PC connection company. Contact your account manager today to learn more about beginning your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can learn more or online at govconnection.com/HP. We invite you to give us a phone call, 1-800-800-0019. Or if you want to send an email, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we'll wrap things up. Again, my name is James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us here on Connection Point.